All the different agencies and people are working on the draft of the Great Lakes Restoration and Protection Strategy right now. It's scheduled to be released in July. When the former Environmental Protection Agency Administrator Mike Leavitt first started talking about the regional plan last summer, he outlined it as a way to spend tax dollars better.
We have 140 different programs right now, and I'm interested to make certain we know how those dollars are being spent and that we're using them to the maximum efficiency, and then we'll have a plan, I hope regionally, as to how to move forward.
But in the meantime, major funding for some projects has been put on hold. Rahm Emanuel is, to say the least, skeptical of the process. Emanuel is a member of Congress, a Democrat from Chicago. He wonders what good this task force ordered by the president will do.
Well, look, at least there's an acknowledgement that the Great Lakes and Lake Michigan and the other Great Lakes need a focus and a strategy. But we know today everything that has to be done, and it's going to require resources.
But President Bush says he wants to coordinate the efforts of the federal agencies so there's less duplication and conflict between agencies, the states, the cities, and the tribes. Congressman Emanuel says that's fine, but there have already been a lot of meetings, lots of studies, and strategies mapped out.
My flashing yellow light here is I don't want to waste more time on more studies, more time on more talk. When Michigan knows what it needs to do, Wisconsin knows what it needs to do its part, and Illinois and Indiana know what they got to do.
Emanuel says everybody pretty much knows the job at hand. The problem is money. And that's where he thinks the Bush administration is playing games.
What are we doing this to stall and not as a way of avoiding the hard job of putting resources towards proven strategies?
Environmentalists are gearing up to make sure the strategy to protect and restore the lakes isn't just another piece of paper. They want the federal, state, and local governments to draft a real plan, then follow through, including finding the money that can actually make something happen in the Great Lakes. For the GLRC, this is Lester Graham.